session. What does it suggest? That is, besides Shrimp Creole, Jean Lafitte, and the broad girth of the Mississippi rolling into the sea? There are legends in New Orleans, strange legends, one of which you'll hear in a moment in the story of The Peacock Scream, starring Annabella as Yvette. When you hear it, you'll no doubt search the innermost recesses of your soul for the true meaning of the word obsession. The time is now. The place, glamorous New Orleans. And the girl, well, the girl. She is the lovely Yvette, desired by many, but in love with none. A situation which is proving most distressing to her voluptuous and eloquent Maman. And as our story opens, Maman is propounding the many advantages of an early marriage.
Yvette, in a year you will be 24. Almost an old maid. It is time to think very carefully.
About marriage, Mama? Oh, but I have thought of it.
Oh, that is good. I was afraid you might still be drooling about Douglas Hayes. That one.
Oh, please, Mama. That's over.
I should hope so. No money, no background, and no good.
He was very handsome, and he kissed me very nicely.
Kisses are for fun, not for food and a roof over the head. You must be practical.
Oh, Mama. No love?
Oh, Yvette, ma petite. Why do you not wear the brooch from Tony? He would be so pleased.
Why should I please him?
He has a lot of money, and he is mad about you.
Oh, Mama. Always with you, the money is important. Was it your great-grandfather or your great-great-grandfather who was a pirate with Jean Lafitte?
No, that is beside the point. Has Tony said anything to you?
Not yet, dear Mama, but he will. How do I look? Is this dress right for a proposal?
Oh, the dress is beautiful, and you are lovely. You will accept him, ma petite.
Mama, you are quite shameless. How can I tell when he hasn't asked me yet?
Oh, but he will. You said so yourself. He will, he will.
You're so lovely, Yvette. I'm almost afraid to touch you.
Why, Tony?
Because you look like something that should be put up on a pedestal and worshipped from afar.
Nonsense. I'm very human.
I don't believe it. You know, I want very much to put my arms around you, but I'm afraid.
Afraid? Of what?
That you'll vanish into thin air and it won't be true after all.
Why don't you try it?
Yvette. Darling. Yvette, you've got to marry me.
Just because I kissed you?
Because I love you and you love me, and you couldn't have kissed me the way you did just now if you didn't love me. Will you marry me, darling?
Of course, Tony. I think it would be very nice.
My daughter's trousseau must have 24 of everything. I was married when I was 15, Celeste. And on my petticoats even, there was real lace.
But, madame, since you were 15, there is a new time. No petticoats. And so, where can one sew the lace on nothing?
Use your imagination, Celeste. For the bride, nothing is more important than lace.
Love is more important, madame.
Oh, love, love. It is all I hear. Sew some lace on love, then. How does it look? Don't be a fool, Celeste. You are too old for nonsense.
Hello, Mama.
Oh, Yvette, you are so late. No consideration.
I'm sorry, Mama. I went to see Mickey Mouse, and he's so cute. You should see it.
You see, Celeste. She is seeing Mickey Mouse, and I am thinking about the veil of my grandmère. Oh, now, will you have it draped back, or falling before the face?
Any way you like, Maman. I do not care.
You do not care? Look, I was mad with excitement weeks before my wedding. I knew to a fold how I wished the veil to fall. And I was but 15 years old.
Dear Maman, that does expense so much.
Well, I knew what I was doing.
And so do I. Come, Celeste. Let us get on with the fitting.
Yvette, forgive me for dropping in on you, darling, but I want you to meet an old friend. This is Douglas Hayes. He's going to be best man at our wedding. Douglas, this is my fiancée, Yvette. Isn't she lovely?
Hello, Yvette. You're even lovelier than Tony said you were.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hayes, but haven't we met before? The year I came out, perhaps.
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe so. I'm really surprised that you remember. I thought I made a very bad impression.
Perhaps that's why I remember you.
Oh, please.
Yvette, this will amuse you. You see, some time ago I made a bet with Doug that I'd never marry. I didn't believe there was a woman in the world who could possibly be all the things you are.
Thank you, Tony. What was the wager?
Oh, only that if I ever did marry, Doug would drop everything, come from any place in the world, and be my best man at the wedding.
Best man? Yes. I've often wondered why they call it best man. In any case, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm also very glad Tony lost his wager.
Darling, you do love him. I've been worried, you know.
I don't believe it. Oh, Tony, Mama is waiting upstairs to see you about something. A surprise I'm not to know about.
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, I know what it is. Excuse me, will you? Entertain Doug for a minute, darling. I'll be right back.
You haven't changed, Douglas.
Oh, I bet you're lovelier than ever.
Did you expect me to waste away because you left without saying goodbye?
I couldn't explain then, darling, but I can tell you now.
It isn't really necessary. Let us say it was just a pleasant memory and leave it that way, shall we?
But Yvette,
I'm going to marry Tony, and you will be the best man. And we'll all live happily ever after. Nespa?
No, I won't let you marry him.
I'm afraid you have nothing to say about it, Douglas.
But you can. You loved me 4 years ago, and it was true and real. You still love me, Yvette. I can tell by your eyes. Oh, darling.
Douglas, please. It's over. We must leave it that way.
It will never be over. You know that.
Oh,
Yvette.
No, please. Tony is coming back.
Well, darling, it's all fixed. Mama agrees with me entirely. Now, was I away long enough for you two to catch up with all Lang Syne?
I think we got as far as the Mardi Gras 4 years ago, and perhaps on another occasion we may finish the season.
That's great. As a matter of fact, you can probably wind up the whole thing tonight. Your mother has asked us for dinner. That's really what happened.
But that is too amusing. How the poor man must have suffered when he learned his mistake.
Oh, I don't think he suffered too much. I left a substantial tip.
Money heals a lot of wounds. The ancients, too, believed in the healing properties of gold. It's interesting how that, along with other beliefs, has survived to the present day.
Like the asphinida bags mothers used to hang around their youngsters' necks to ward off contagious diseases. I had one. I remembered it smelled a high heaven.
But yes, it is very good.
Mama, she is very superstitious. For instance, that lovely peacock screen before the fireplace. She will not have the peacock's tail turned towards the room.
But what harm would that do?
It is very bad luck. Someone would become jealous.
Now there you have a very definite link with the old lore.
You see, I know what I am saying.
Well, of course you do, but now that I know how you feel about peacocks, I'm almost afraid to give Yvette her wedding present. But I suppose I'll have to take a long chance. Here you are, darling. Please light them.
Oh, my. What beautiful clips, Tony.
Tony, they are too lovely.
Nothing's too lovely for you. You see how the tails of the peacocks form the clips?
Let me put them on for you. Well, after all, the best man should do something to deserve the honor. Here, Yvette.
I don't think I will wear them now. I'll look at them tonight and wear them tomorrow to the opera.
Well, just as you wish, darling. Although I was anxious to see them on you.
Oh, please, don't misunderstand me, Tony. They are beautiful, and I'm most grateful to you, believe me. Only, I'm sorry, but I don't feel at all well.
Yvette, you're shaking. Are you ill?
Oh, ma petite. Why didn't you tell me? Tony, I do think...
Of course. Well, go right away. Take care of her, Mama. Good night, Yvette, my dearest.
Good night, Tony, and thank you for understanding.
I love you, remember? Come along, Douglas. Good night, Yvette.
What was it he said? Good night, Yvette? I wonder what sort of a good night Yvette will have. Peacock feathers. Well, have you ever heard the cry of a peacock? It's rather horrible. His beauty turned his face to the wall in the presence of a raucous and unearthly scream. And there are many to whom the peacock cry awakens the furtive, creeping robbers and becomes insanity. The charter members of that black guild known as Obsession. Romance in the form of Douglas Hayes has returned to jeopardize the happiness of Yvette and Tony. It is now the following evening, and Yvette has recovered sufficiently from her illness to attend the opera. As our second act opens, they have returned home, and Tony, at a loss to understand Yvette's strange behavior, is saying,
Is there anything wrong, Yvette? Have I done or said something that displeased you?
No, Tony. You have been most kind, as always.
Yes, but something is different. Well, I know Manon is your favorite opera, but I've never before seen you so overcome by it.
I'm tired, I suppose. So many parties, so many people. Like Manon, my life has been a little too gay lately. Poor Manon. I always weep when she dies.
You're an adorable little girl. Hope you feel well enough to rehearse the wedding ceremony tomorrow.
I'll be all right. I promise you, Tony.
Good. Go to bed now, darling. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Tony.
Till tomorrow, then. Yvette.
Oh, Douglas. What are you doing in here?
Oh, forgive me, but I had to talk to you, Yvette. We haven't had a minute alone since Tony interrupted our conversation yesterday.
There is nothing to talk about.
There's everything to talk about.
No, Douglas. It is late and I am tired. Besides, Mama would be very angry if she found you here.
Oh, your mother never liked me. Yvette, I won't stay long. Only long enough to find out what you intend to do.
Then, that makes it very simple. I plan to marry Tony.
You don't plan anything of the kind. Well, before I came, perhaps, but... not now.
How can I convince you?
You can't. Because I know you love me. You don't love Tony.
Your ego amazes me.
It isn't ego. It's something I know. Something I knew 4 years ago.
And ran away from? Don't forget that, Douglas.
Well, I thought I was doing the best thing for both of us. Oh, dearest, if you're the same Yvette who loved me 4 years ago, you couldn't love Tony.
And why not? Tony's fine and thoughtful and...
Can he kiss you? Like this?
Oh, no.
Your lips are just as warm as I remembered them.
Please, let me go.
Do you think I'd let him have you? You loved me once. I'll teach you to love me again.
I can't. Oh, I mustn't. Please, Douglas, if you love me, let me go.
Yvette, what is the meaning of this?
Well, we were just saying goodnight.
Just goodnight, with Yvette in your arms.
Mama, I...
And you, Yvette. If you have no consideration for me, at least you should consider your promise to Tony.
And if you, madame, had any consideration for Yvette's feelings and her happiness, you'd release her from this ridiculous promise and let her come to me.
Yvette's happiness is my happiness. Do you think I want to see it destroyed by you?
Maman.
Yvette, are you still in love with this man?
Maman, please. I don't know.
Yvette, darling.
If you are foolish enough to fall in love with him again, you will be sorry the rest of your life.
And if I do not, I may regret that the rest of my life.
Yvette, dearest.
I saved you once from this man, Yvette.
This time, Maman, you can do nothing. I must find out for myself whether it is Tony or Douglas that I truly love. I'm sorry, Maman. But if you try to interfere, I will go away from Douglas. Tonight.
Yvette, darling, come with me now.
No, Douglas. I must have time to think. There must be no mistake. It is too important. I will see Tony tonight at the rehearsal. And then, tomorrow I will tell you, one way or the other.
All right, darling. Till tomorrow, then. I love you, Yvette. Always remember that.
Oh. Mama.
It is so exciting. The rehearsal is about to start. But you are shaking, Miss Yvette. It is the nervousness, no?
I'll be all right, Celeste. It's just as you say. I am nervous. Oh, they are waving to us. It is time to begin. Douglas, what are you doing here? Where is Tony?
Well, he couldn't come. Do you mind, Yvette?
Certainly I mind. What are you doing in his place?
Tony asked me to stand in for him.
I don't believe you.
All right. Shall we stop the rehearsal?
Oh, no. No. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Are you still going through with this tomorrow? After kneeling here beside me, where you really belong?
Please, Douglas.
You can still escape, darling.
Stop it, Douglas.
You can't stop your heart. You know you love me.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Oh, what is it, please? Oh, mon petit.
Oh, I can't stand it anymore. Let me go. Let me go. Where is she
going? Darling, what is it? You're so pale. You better rest a little.
No, I'll be all right. You mustn't worry, Tony.
But I am worried, dearest. Oh, you aren't upset because I couldn't come to the rehearsal. Is that it, Yvette?
Oh, no. No, it's... Tony, I must tell you something. Oh.
I'll get it. You stay there by the fire.
Oh. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Tony.
Yvette, how are you feeling?
Better, thank you.
I was rather expecting you, Douglas.
You were?
Yes. To come straight to the point, does either of you wish me to release Yvette from her promise to marry me?
Well, you're pretty frank, aren't you?
It's necessary for me to be frank. Yvette, my dear, when you said you'd marry me, I was the happiest man in the world. I'd loved you for a very long time, you know.
But, Tony...
No, wait, dear. You see, in embarking upon any association, business or otherwise, I take stock of the situation. Here was I, 10 years older than you, Yvette, and inclined to be practical rather than emotional. You see, I would have been very foolish not to recognize the potential danger of my position. What if, after we were married, some younger man should come into our lives and take you away from me? Wouldn't blame him, and I certainly couldn't blame you.
Tony.
You see, darling, I knew about your romance with Doug. Oh. And I also had known Doug in the East rather well.
Well, Tony?
Don't be impatient. I had to know if Yvette's infatuation for you was definitely over.
That's why I asked you to come out to the wedding as my best man. I wanted you two to see each other again and decide for yourselves so there could be no unhappiness for any of us later on.
Didn't you take a great deal for granted, Tony?
So you tricked us, did you? You knew about Yvette and me all the time and didn't say a word. You went behind our backs and made fools of both of us.
Oh. You're making rather a fool of yourself right now.
Why, you...
Oh, no. Oh, please, Tony. Douglas, stop. Please.
Still lead with your chin, eh, Doug?
Sorry, Yvette. I'll see if I can have your mother scream.
The scream is nothing, but perhaps the peacocks do cause jealousy and suspicion.
As for Doug, I want you to know that if you love him, I won't stand in your way.
You're too generous, Tony. But I'm afraid the best man wins. Yvette, darling, there's nothing standing in our way now.
Nothing, Douglas. Nothing but the decision I promised to give you tonight.
But, Yvette...
I've something to say to both of you. Douglas, when I loved you 4 years ago and lost you, I thought I would never again love anyone.
Well, Yvette, I...
Mama and Uncle Pierre made you go away. But if you had really loved me, you would have taken me with you. I kept every letter you wrote me, telling me you were coming back for me. And then the letter stopped, and I thought you had forgotten me. Until the other day, when you stepped into this room, I thought my love for you was dead. But seeing you again brought everything back, and I was afraid. I thought I loved Tony, but I had to be sure. So, after the rehearsal, I came home and took out your old letters. I'd put them in a box of Mama's for safekeeping. And they were all things of hers in the same box. There were several canceled checks in that box. Checks that had been made out to you, Douglas, because you took money from Maman and Uncle Pierre to stay away from me.
Yvette, you don't understand.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, Yvette. In that case, I think I better go.
Oh, Yvette, my dearest.
Tony.
I was so terribly afraid.
Afraid? You need never be again.
You have been listening to Obsession.
Obsession has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.